Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Obviously, you guys didn't get the win, but as it pertains to you, you seemed very poised out there. How would you characterize your Mets debut?
Just try to do my job, do what I can control to try and help the team win and put our team in a situation to win. So really it comes down to just attacking hitters, trying to be efficient and get early outs.
What was the feeling like taking them out for the first time in 3 years?
It's awesome. It's good to be back. It's something, like I said, in spring training, I think I can pitch here. And that was one of the reasons that I really wanted to come back. So to be able to do that, it's pretty cool.
What was this journey like for you, just pitching internationally, pitching in the minors, now being on the mound tonight?
It's a lot of fun, really. This game is pretty cool. You never know where it's going to take you and, different things it'll teach you. So, to have that journey is pretty special. And, kind of like I just said, to be back is a lot of fun.
What would it mean to get that ovation walking off the mound there in the seventh?
It's awesome. Something I definitely didn't expect. But you can feel it, as a player, it means a lot to have that support and, something that we always really cherish.
On top of mind was being close in that moment to your first major league win.
Honestly, didn't even think about it. At that point, like I said, just trying to do my job, trying to get outs, go as long as I can and just trying to do my job.
Did you have a sense going in how many pitches or how many innings you might?
I didn't. I'd built up to about 85 pitches or so. So I knew it'd kind of be in that realm. It's a full starting load. So I was kind of just ready for whatever.
You talked in spring training a little about almost like learning how to pitch over there. Mm-hmm. The differences in the game. To what extent do you feel like you're a better pitcher now than you were in 2021?
I think it's really comes down to getting outs in the zone. You learn a lot over there, kind of like you said. You learn how to pitch, you learn how to use your stuff. So it's just taking those lessons and refining things. As you go along in your career, pitches get better, maybe adjust a couple things, but it's really just trying to learn every time you're out there.
What in particular do you think worked for you tonight?
Just being aggressive, really. Trying to locate pitches, trying to keep hitters off balance, trying to induce weak contact. I think that's what it comes down to. If you're ahead of hitters, it makes the game a lot better than if you're falling behind and trying to work back. So that was kind of the mentality, just go out and get ahead of guys.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.